Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. We're on that once again. We just want to give God the glory. Want to thank God and bless Him and say He's the kind of God that we love. We thank God. As I said, now we're just thanking God for all the things that He has done for us. Somewhere in the archives of life, somebody didn't say, thank you, Father. Somebody in the pleadium of life, they forgot to say amen. But I'm here today to tell you these words. Much is given, much is required. God has called us to a specific duty that we must do. Every Christian must come to a point, regardless of how somebody will see it. I tell you what, they want this done, they want this done. It's up to you. God is looking for you. You are the author. You are the author, but you're not the finisher of your faith. But if God puts you in the author position, you got to start categorizing your lifestyle. There are many people today in America that are just listening to what they want. And you know what? America has become all like a bloody whore. I hate to sound like it's on the scripture. But they want to throw their sin up in God's face. That's not the God we serve. See, God is a great God. He's an omnipotent God. And without Him, we can do nothing. I don't care what nobody says. God is still the author of everything that we have. Beloved, I will say this to you. I will say it over and over and over and over again. Without God, it's impossible to do anything. God so loved us that He gave His only begotten Son for us, that we might have a right to the tree of life. And you know one thing that I've come to understand about God? God so loved us. He loves us. That's about it. So how you know? Because He told me that He does. He proved to me. He showed His mercy. He showed His lovability to me. Because I have repented, I've asked God to forgive me of every sin that I have created, that I have done, not created, but every sin that I have done. Sometimes we get in the mucky, mucky water. We can't see in the dark water. But somehow, someway, God makes a way for you to see a little light. And I always say, head to the light, because in the light is where you're going to find your salvation. When Hunter found his salvation, he was in a dark, dark place, but God raised him up. How I know? Because you're talking to him. He's on the radio station. You know what? Everything the devil tried to do against me, God has prevailed him backwards. Wow. Yes, He has. Because this God I serve is an awesome God. And God doesn't have any... See, I always tell people, I say, if you're going to serve God, God wants you to be obedient to Him. Well, am I going to do what God told me to do? It's up to you. If it's up to me, it's up to you. I can say this all the time in the world, but it's up to you. It is up to you. Do you love God? If you love God, you're going to obey God. You're going to do what God told you to do. Because God so loved you that He gave what He gave you. He gave all He had for us. And all you have to do is say, Father. See, so let's just sit a moment and just come up between ourselves and look at what's going on around us. Everywhere we turn, right now in America, we got a sight going on where the policeman has made a mistake. The grand jury has made a mistake. Yeah, mistakes have been made. But nobody had the wisdom in all that's going on for the last 7-8 months and to say, it's a problem. There is a problem in America. And a lot of people don't want to admit it. The pastors, the fivefold minister, they don't want to acknowledge it. Because, can I be honest? From the Word of God, there are false pastors, there are false prophets, they're false teachers, they're false apostles. The Bible says it. They're those people because they want money. They want all the money. Don't care about giving God glory. They want all the money. Because I'm here to tell you, my love, because I love you so much, because I know what God is doing. God is saying to us today, He's loving us. He wants us to take a road with Him. We got to understand God is there for us. Why is He there for us? Because He loves us. That's why. Ain't nobody else gonna ever let God. See, God is the author and the finisher of faith. I don't care what nobody else say. God's the only one. He is the only one. People are gonna say what they want to say, they're gonna what they want to say, but it's up to you. You are the one. You have to make. You have to come to God for yourself. You know what? When a man is dying, his last breath, does he have a right to say, "Lord, have mercy on me"? We don't know, but God does. And I say this to men tonight. One thing, beloved, we can say that Jesus Christ is awesome. He is waiting for us. And you know what He's doing? God the Father is holding back everything. He's watching the devil, his action, his persuasiveness. He's getting a lot of people into sin. And some people don't have to get into sin because they're getting into sin because they won't read or study or pray and believe the word of God. God has promises. God has promised us. May I share one with you? Let me show you something. It's out of the Holy Bible. For all of this in 2 Corinthians 1 and 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God are in yea and amen, unto the glory of God. Bow. See, God so loved us. God said, okay. He said, of course. He said, all the promises that I made for you. And how many promises? There are so many promises that God has made for us. But it behooves us to take ourselves to a point of understanding. See, having these promises, dearly beloved, let you and I cleanse ourselves from all filthiness and flesh of the spirit. See, you got to depend upon the word of God, because the only thing can wipe it out, clean it out, flush it out, is the word of God, the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, the blood of Jesus Christ. Let us cleanse ourselves. Some people, I don't have time. No, yes, you got time. Because God loves you. You know how much God loves you? He loves you so much that He gave all that He had. And He watched His Son. He watched His Son die on the cross. And ignominious death. Nobody called on God's Son. But He said, Eli, Eli, Eli. In other words, my God, lema sabachthani. Why have Thou forsaken me? Because God refused. See, God is true. Hallelujah. I love Him. God is true. He refused to look upon sin. Even though His Son was taking our sin and putting His body was receiving all the sin, all the lying, the cheating, the murdering, killing, stealing, everything you can name, the body of Jesus Christ took it on. Why did He take it on? Because God made it so. And when God made it so, I don't care what nobody say. God has already done what He said He's going to do. Because God has done it for us. The more we can trust God, the more we can believe God, the more we can see God, God wants us to just... Can you just stop and say, okay, Lord? What do you want me to do? I'm available. Oh, okay. So we're doing on God. See, God is already there. He's already there waiting on us. And see, all God want to do, hallelujah, all God want to do is to love us. He wants to love us. He does. Satan came up on the throne, says, God says, if I might just use this dialect, He said, devil, Satan, why, where are you going? He said, well, I'm going up and down the earth. I'm trying to send Book of Job, chapter 1, verses 2. He said, up and down the world. I'm seeking whom? Listen, I'm said to the devil, he said, Mr. Devil, if I may say it like that, I don't use the color like that, but he's a demon. He said, okay, have you considered my servant Joel? Have you considered my servant Joel? And the devil said, oh, you know I have, Lord. Now, you know how to consider him, but anyway, I can get to him. See, the devil had to admit automatically. Wasn't a thing he couldn't get to God. So he couldn't get to a man of God because God had an edge around. Satan knew it. But it was a challenge to see what God could do. Well, God said, okay. I'm just leaning back. God said, okay. Let's see what we're going to do. I'm going to have me some Holy Ghost time with this one. God says, okay, you can do everything with him except you can put sickness on this, but his soul belongs to me. See, when God knows, he can trust you. I pray God can trust me. See, that time in my life, I just have to give up to the Lord. Sometimes, Lord, I just don't know if I can make it. Say you can make it. You can make it because God has made it. So it's up to you. It's up to Y-O-U. It's up to you to make it. See, when the promises are there, when God made a promise, he made a promise. Let me tell you something. Let me go to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, verses 3 and 16. And here's a word that I want you to see, what it says about the promises. Now to Abraham and to his seed were the promises made. He said, not unto seeds as of many, but of as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. He was speaking about Jesus Christ. When Paul wrote this, he was saying, hey, brothers, look, this is what God was doing. See, but God was setting up the victory. I call it the victory. He said, listen, Abraham, and his seed of the promise. See, but the Bible says in the same book of Galatians, so that Abraham became a curse. Amen. Jesus Christ became a curse for us. That we might have the rights. That we might have a curse. You know, a curse is when you, according to the biblical understanding, a curse is damnation. Nothing can refute because you are through with it all. God is through with it all. And that's why I'm saying, please, beloved, come to Jesus. Please come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. When you come to him, you'll know him. You'll know him like you'll know him. You'll know him. Nobody else will tell you. You're the only one. You are the only one. And I say this to you one thing tonight. I say this. Our God is an awesome God. And there is no God like our God. Amen. We take him for what he says. Take him for years. We love him because he knows. See, God so loved that he gave. Again, I say it. So loved that he gave. He gave all that he owned through his son. And the son gave all up. Father, prepare me a body. Lord have mercy. I go down to what a man are. And you know what I do, Lord? I will go down and tell them about it. I go in the congregation. I will let them know you are still God. You are. And I want them to know. I want them to know. He says, look, Father, if you pass by the for me, I go down there. Whatever penalty, oh, God, I may say, whatever the penalty is, I will do it. God said, you don't have to do it. You don't have to go down there. He said, I got another way. He said, Father, this is the only way that I can honor you. And God said, you want to honor me? Thank you.
Healing Scriptures.
I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said, so it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Then again, 1 John the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who be against us? Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none, or permit none, of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus chapter the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant, and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, the 9th verse. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. he will not afflict. Psalm 67:2, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Psalm 105, verse 37, he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103, verse 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147, 3, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23, 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30, verse 2, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34, 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 41, 3, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42, 11, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7, 11, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or the margin reads, surely he hath borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3:13, verse 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14, and then chapter 2, verses 10 and 15, giving thanks to the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body.
Hello, prophetess. How you doing? Hello. Praise the living God, from whom all blessings flow. Well, I know the day when I got started on the radio station, because I've been in such awesome, blessed prayer before God, until I know that I know that what I'm doing must be on God's time. But tonight I was going to be talking to the people about tonight, about the promises of God, about the promises of God. And, you know, the more we can sit back in this world we're living in, there are many things that God is saying to us as believers. And I just took a note of some I wanted to just talk about right quick to bring to people's attention what God is doing in this last hour. Because what we see, I don't have time to play word. I don't have the time. See, faith for every believer when we begin to have faith on a daily basis and we walk with Jesus Christ, talk with Jesus Christ, exercise in Jesus Christ, we begin letting Christ's word become alive in us. 2 Peter 2:2 give us a clear statement. As a newborn baby, we need to take it, we need to come overcome. See, let me tell you something that I believe what God is saying to us. When we have tasted the Lord, when we've tasted His grace, when we've tasted His love, we've tasted His kindness, we've tasted what God can do in us, through us, and by us. We who believe, I'm talking to the Christians now, and if there's someone want to come in and listen, you might get saved. Because I want to speak to the believers. I've come to a point in my life of these years to know one thing. God is available. God is available to those who can believe that He is. Now, if you think you're going to just pity-pat your way into heaven, ain't going to happen. You're going to have to pay the price. The price was paid, but the price we have to pay, Jesus paid the price by giving His life for us. But if we have to pay a price of being obedient. Being obedient. When you read the Bible and you go back to Isaiah chapter 1, verses 17 or somewhere there, about 19, God said, listen, if you be willing and obedient, see, it's all a personal attitude for you. If you're willing and obedient, you have the good thing. So what God wants to do for us and through us, He wants us, the believers, to have faith and be obedient. One thing I will say to them, when you taste the Lord's graciousness, my God, see, we need to take the word at what it says. The WRD became flesh, and flesh walked among the disciples, even the Apostle Paul saw the Lord before the Lord moved back to heaven. When he saw the Apostle Paul on the road and stopped him doing wrong, because God had chosen him, he said, Saul, Saul, why are you doing what you're doing to me? See, Saul was so intelligent. Sometimes we believers, we get so intelligent, we want to everything run our way and not my way. But he said, Lord, who art thou? The intelligence he had made him ask the question, because he knew that he was the top of it and the council. He said, but wait a minute, I'm a Jew, born, bred, fed, understand. But who are you? I am Jesus. He bowed before the Lord Jesus, and God began to use that man like never before. Now, can God do it again today? No, but God can use us like never before. I want to be used like never before. I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed to tell the world. Now, one thing I will come to say to you with you. If you want to fight, don't pick a fight. Don't start a fight. But if a fight comes to you, stand firm. See, don't start a fight with the darkness. Don't start a fight with your neighbors. Don't start a fight with your brothers and sisters. Stand your ground. I always told my son, stand your ground. When you know you're right, stand your ground. Why? Because when you're standing ground, see, the enemy ain't going to be able to move you out the way. But I want you to see something. See, we have to be imitators of Jesus Christ. We have to have patience. We got to be imitators. See, the same thing Jesus said, supernaturally, hallelujah. When Jesus said, he said these words in the gospel. He says, if you have a measure of faith, you can speak to that mountain will move out the way. Now, you know what? Some people can't see beyond that statement. Speak to the mountains, and the mountains shall bow. Speak to the mountains, bounce them and move. Speak to it. speaking is action of God's authority. And when God's authority comes out of us and into the earth realm, God's anointing fires up the universe and something has to happen. Satan can't stand. He wants to come and rally and fight. But I'm here to tell you, the more you stand for God in the name of Jesus Christ, they're going to see. I always say it like this, my beloved. God is always bragging on us. God's having a phone up there in heaven watching us. I'm having fun out of those on that radio. I'm having so much. Look at them. They're glorifying my name. And you know what? Every soul needs drop us what we need. Well, they needed that. They wanted that. But I want to tell you something. The more we trust our God, the more we trust our God through Jesus Christ, we can have a word. See, but I have to say, because sometimes the enemy comes in and try to attack you. Now let me share what 2 Corinthians verses 7-11. 1 says, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Having therefore these promises. Now look, we have these promises. Dearly beloved, that includes me and you, all of us out there listening. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness and flesh of the spirit. Perfecting, now this is what some people get in trouble with, holiness in the fear of God. Good God Almighty. That wrapped it up. Having therefore promises from Genesis to Revelation, God has promises. A promise is a note that God say, I promise you I'm going to deliver. I promise you I'm going to give it to you. I promise you have what you say you have. Because Jesus came and he said, look, he said, I do nothing. And when you remember reading the Bible, in the Bible, beloved, when Jesus said, he said, I do nothing except I see my Father do it. Good God Almighty. But can you believe that and see it in the spirit of what God is saying? I can't. He said, if the Father didn't raise the man from the dead, I don't raise him. That's a conflict. And that's all supposed to be between us and them. When I say us and them, us who believe, them that don't believe. But us, believers, we believers. When we believe what God wants to do in us, through us, and by us, it gives us a know that there is nobody can do whatever God wants to do through us but us. See, we're living in a time right now. And I'm not looking at the effects of the world, but I'm looking at the effects of the Christian believer. I want to talk to us. I don't know too much, but I'm still learning. We got to show some evidence. And the same earnestness all the way. See, because there are a lot of Christians in the body of Christ, they're lazy, they're sluggish, they're dependability upon somebody else. But you know, I want to say this to us who are believing tonight on the radio station with me. The time is now for us to stop fighting the fight against one another. It's time for us to stop fighting. If you're on God's side, you're on the good side. There's an old man, 108 years old, I walk with. A man that had the anointing that God blessed him with. He said, if you're on God's side, you're on the good side. When you're on the devil's side, you're headed to hell. Very plain and simple. 108 years old. God was still using that man. Why am I saying that? Because I believe that hour has come. Right now, the anointing that God has for his children. Because the enemy is upset. The enemy is rattling hard. So when we come together, it means we got to stay in one mode. A mode of thanksgiving. A mode of praise. A mode of acceptance. A mode of gentleness. A mode, M-O-D. Of being like Jesus Christ. Liking unto Jesus Christ. Like unto Jesus. We can't see. I said to us in my teaching the other day, I was in school at the church telling some people, I said, do you not know that the same thing Jesus have, when you go and read the book, and I believe it is in Philippians, he said, let this mind that was in you be in Christ Jesus. Well, what man was in Christ Jesus? To obey, to please, and to speak God. And he began to speak to him. He says, the same mind, we must have it. And Jesus said these words, and somebody looked at me and said, "You can't see that, Brother Hunter." Yes, I can, because I can be just Jesus put on flesh. I mean, God put on flesh through his Son, Jesus Christ, that he may come down and be a man and walk like a man and talk like a man and look like a man. But he did it for us. So we can see. Oh, we can do it. Yeah. Yeah, we can. Jesus said, what I see me do, you can do it. So I say to everybody, what you see Jesus do in the Word of God, you ought to be doing it. You never saw Jesus fighting with God. He was always obeying God. So why do we want to fight with the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit wants to lead us and guide us? He wants to show us into this new thing that God has for us. See, when we took up the promises to Abraham, God swore by himself, nobody else. But Jesus was there, he's right there, because when you read the Bible in Psalm 22, you find that him and God was talking all through the book of Psalms. I've been studying it, finding out that the Bible and the book of Psalms, while God was talking and introducing his Son, but there were some who could not see beyond that understanding. He said, he even told us how they're going to do his body. In the book of Revelation, in the book of Psalms, it talks about they're going to do. He's going to be hung between two thieves. All of this was in there. But he says, I have overcome, that you might have eternal life. And the full price has been paid. America, get ready for the revival. Get ready for the fire of the revival. It starts with Willie Hunter. Get ready, because God is on his way back through us. God's not going to let it in until he sees it. And Jesus, they asked Jesus, said, well, before he went to heaven, well, Lord, if you when you going to make use of the number one? He said, that's not in my power. Oh, my God, that's in God's power. He said, no, that's not my, it's in God's power. That's in his will. And whatever God the Father says, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. But he said it's a done deal when Jesus rose from the dead. It's a done deal. In other words, it's whatever we try to get, God says it's already been done. You don't have to fight that no more. You don't have to beg no more. You don't have to live like you're a scary cat. All you got to do is have faith in God. See, the devil is going to be roaring and clawing, but I always tell somebody, he's a snaggletooth liar. He don't have any teeth. All he can do is just gnash and yawn. He don't have no claws. All he can do is slap you. But if you got to tell him to salvation, you can stand up and bam, let him hit you. Oh, make him get out of your way. But I'm saying the simple thing, what God wants to do for us and through us. My beloved, today I speak to you with love and kindness. Because what God woke me up, God got me to see. He said the word. He told Abraham. Now let's take note of this. See, when God began to speak to Abraham, God began to do something beyond our understanding. He says, Abraham, I want to talk to you. In Hebrews 6:13 and Galatians 22:16, in thy seed shall all nations be blessed, because thou hast obeyed. Because he has obeyed. Not because of what I saw, but because of what I read years ago. He obeyed God. For the man's quiver is full. According to the medical doctor, they said, the seed of a man, 2 million people each time, his seed is released. The children come out. Only one can get through out of that. The rest is die. Now, that's something to say. Well, we're not talking about that because it is a seed. Have you ever seen a whole handful of seed? In that one seed live nothing but life. The fullness of life. In one seed. But that was over 2 million released in one time. Amen. But God is saying this. Abraham was very patient. Here's a man just like you and I. Very patient. He wasn't a Jew. He wasn't a Gentile. But he believed. Let's discuss that at a later date. He waited patiently. Why? Because God had received promising Abraham, I want you to give me your son. Now, you know, that's a great act for God to do, for his son to give. And did God say to him, Abraham just said, well, if God said it, he didn't wave or move or bounce. He just said, okay, totally what? God says he wants a covenant today between me and him. But I need to make a sacrifice. My son. Now, how the woman going to sit back and think about that? See, I'm going to tell you, if I was to tell my wife, I said, God said he wants to sacrifice the son, but it wasn't me, but I have the same touche of Abraham, because faith is always there. We have to be imitators. We have to be. When we walk through faith, have patience to inherit the promise. And God has promised us. He promised us long life. A person was saying one day, how long shall I live? As long as you want to. How long is long, long? When is long, long? That's Bible talk. How long shall I? As long as the word exists. Now, how long is that? Long? How long is long, long? When is long, long? When will it stop long? See, God is indefinite. God has the beginning and the end. Now, we don't know what the end is. We don't know what the beginning is. But with God, because every time we see something, the Bible says God is, one person dies and coming up, God has to recreate. You read the Bible, you know it's in there, Peter. God has to recreate to make space for you when you come up there. And God is constantly recreating the earth, recreating the heaven. Hallelujah. Can you believe when Jesus said, he said, I shall return, and I'm going to bring a gift with it. And the gift that he had was the gift of life, the gift of eternity, the gift of every believer. So what we have to do is stand fast. Stand fast in faith. Don't let somebody tell you that what you got ain't no good. No, faith is what God does. In the book of 11th chapter of Hebrew, you're going to find faith. Faith moves God. I say this all the time, and people say I'm crazy. No, it wasn't because I wanted to know. I wanted to know. Do you want to know? I'm going to share it with you. I asked God at 25 years old in Houston, Texas, on 59 crossing Double Pass. And a question was asked. I asked God the question, where did you come from? God said, in a voice that I could hear, but it's like it was manifested to me, I spoke myself into existence. I saw my hair on my head getting it rising up. My flesh felt funny. I just felt all. I just stopped the car, pulled over. I said, Lord, I believe, I understand now. See, but who am I to challenge God? Don't have a heel to throw, a mountain to kick, but who am I? I'm what God has made. See, in the beginning, but God was so good when he said he spoke himself into existence. He said, and let that be like. But all God was saying, you studied the word. He just reinforced his word to me. In the beginning was the light, and the light was God. See, but when we take notice of Genesis chapter 1, we find it. When we take the word of God, simplicity, what God is doing for us and through us, all God is saying to us, can we stand firm? Can we stand? Can we stand and say, okay, Lord, whatever you say, Father, I'm for it. One thing I will say Amen. One thing I would say, let me tell you this here. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33. 11:33. Who, through faith, all through the Bible, give us a catalog. Two through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, etc., etc., etc. All through the Bible. Through faith. When you take faith, you can move mountains. And we speak to the mountain, say, mountain, disappear. The mountain must disappear. But it's, well, somebody says, well, the mountain's still standing. No, it's not. Because in your spiritual understanding, the more you speak God's word, the more God lets you be able to say what he says. Because God says, I am that I am. Can anybody say that? No, can't. But I want us to know one thing. Beloved, when we cleanse our hearts, stop looking what somebody else is doing. Stop watching what somebody else is doing. I have come to understand, no matter what somebody else do, God got it for me to do also. See, because faith for others, we have to show other people as we live. Let people see what we live by. What do we live by? We don't live by a dog pit. We don't live by a paw, by a pig farm. Our attitude is godly. Let me tell you something. When we're reading the Bible again in Mark 2, chapter 2, verses 2, we find something that happened. Four men brought a paw, a man who was full of the skin. It was all messed up palsy. And they every day they would come. But you know what? They were not easy to discourage. They wasn't discouraged, no. See, because if you got somebody that you love in your family that you know, you don't be discouraged. You keep pressing on in. Here's what they did, as I wrote down. They were not easily discouraged. When the way was rough and tough, they pressed on in. They had to go down through the roof. Now, here's what get me as I wrote. And the Bible said Jesus' attention was captured by seeing these four men because of the love they had for this man. If man love one another the same way God sees it, that's mercy endured forever. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. His mercy. But we don't want to help each other. I don't mind helping. I don't mind helping somebody. But you know what? Sometimes you have some people, some people want to help you back. But you know what? I lead as something along said, well, okay, Lord, I've done your will. Move forward. That's what I've come to understand. When God say bless somebody, you bless them and keep moving forward. Don't look back. Because when you look back, ain't nothing back there but darkness. The light's before us. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something this, about these four men, this one man. 4-1, I call it. 4-1. Or four of them believed. One man was just hoping and praying. If he can just get me down to that near where he is, down the roof. Those men tore the rooftop open. Somebody said open. Tore it open. And here's what happened. When Jesus saw their faith. Now here's the key. Jesus saw their faith. How many times has God seen your faith in a particular situation? Well, God can be glorified. And Jesus Christ can be honored. How many? I'm going to tell you something. The more you stop. And I say to the Willie Hunter, the more you stop looking at this world, the world has nothing to offer me. World doesn't love me. No, they don't love me. I don't love them. I don't live under the capital idiom. I live under God's economy. Somebody says, well, that's crazy. No, it's not, because that's how I get everything, by faith. Everything around me is by faith. Everything I have is by faith. Yeah, that's how it happened. That's how God wanted it to happen. But I'm just trying to, I'm saying. And you know, some people say, well, you know, you ought not to be talking like that because, you know, you kind of got some people out there that don't understand what you're. But you know what? Come and get on your knees and let's have a prayer meeting. Amen. Now, here's something else I wrote down. centurion came begging Jesus Christ that his son get healed. He said, oh, Lord, he says, here we go, 1:41. Here come one. Here's a man in charge of a great military. He says, Lord, he said, but Lord, he said, I want my servant. He didn't call for one thing, his servant, to be healed. But Jesus said, okay, we can expound laws and we can get some out of this here. You know what what happened? They began to do this. Hallelujah. He admitted to, when you have to admit something, I don't have all the faith, Lord. I don't have it, Lord. You have to help me. Here's what it says, but faith is the authority of Christ. Many times I said that the faith in the authority of Christ produces healing, produces deliverance, produces money, produces gold, produces fish, produces new cars, new home. See, folks can walk up to you and do it, or in the Holy Ghost, can walk up to you and say, you've been praying. God told me to give you a house. They're going to say, what? Yeah, God told me to give me a house. Well, don't get upset if God tell you somebody to come and do it. I say to the person, if God tell you to do something for me, do it. But you know what? We as believers have to come to a point in our lives, have to come to a point to realize this that God has given one, he's given it to all. We all have to walk in faith. We have to live in faith. We have to lead faith. We have to live it. We have to love it, because that's what God is. God spoke himself into existence. When there was nothing, God said, let there be. Now, before God said that, he was already existing. So where did he come from? I ain't got time to deal with that, but I know this much. Right now, I'm looking for more of you, Jesus. There are a lot of people in Houston, Texas that need a healing. There are a lot of people that are changing their lives, taking their bodies, having changed over for nothing, as according to the book of Romans chapter 1. They're just in the wrong thing, Lord. I'm praying for them. I'm praying for the men to stay men, for the women to stay women. I'm praying for the lies to come out of the dark. I'm praying for them, Father. I pray that you give the anointing in the name of Jesus Christ, because I have the faith to believe. See, when faith keeps you busy, you ain't got time to argue with nobody. Studying the Word. Studying the Word. Faith. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. When God moves, he moves. Let me show what I'm reading in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 12 says, that we being slothful, but followers of them who wrought through faith and patience inherit the promise. See, that's some of us, to those that believe, we were not slothful, we were not sluggish, we kept the faith. It looked like we wasn't going to get this, but it did. But I'm here to tell you, our God is an awesome God. And what God does, he makes it, bring it to the fullness. Now, I'll say this here. Healing was that been to believe. His servant was healed immediately. Jesus also said, I have not found so great a faith. I've not found such great a faith. Why has God not found such great a faith? Because there's somebody just like that man. That's the man I want to be like. A mother came to Jesus on his behalf of her daughter who was sick with the spirit, with the devil. She made no excuses for her daughter. Jesus replied to her that he was sent to the Jews. See, his mission was first to go to the Jews to get he went back to get the promise of God, because those are promised people. and the promise was made to the Jew. He was fulfilling his obligation. He went back there. He said, but the lady who was a Gentile, she said, but Lord, the dogs eat the crumbs. The dogs eat the crumbs off of the table. And here's what happened. When you take it serious, he humbly prayed for the small crumb, the CRUMBS. Good God Almighty. Can you be a part of that conversation? Hearing God talking to her? He said, wait a minute. But God began to speak to Yeshua and show him. And Yeshua began to say, I've never seen this kind of faith. But the four men and the one with the centurion, here you are, lady. Do you have faith to believe? Do you have faith? You see, one woman had an issue of blood for 12 long years. Now, my beloved brothers and sisters, we can't even magnify that because all we can say was 12 long bloody years that she suffered. Because her cycle, something was wrong with it. But it took Yeshua HaMashiach 12 years to get to her. When he got to her, hallelujah, that was complete healing. Because he said, your faith, she said, but if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if somebody just, I don't care if in front of him or push him out of the way, get back. If I can touch the hem of his garment, they talking about the talis. If I can touch the talis, I know that I'll be made whole. Now, we know the conversation that went on. Jesus said, who touched me? And he said, oh, Lord, come on now, Lord. Now, you know there's somebody. That's a whole lot of people around there, Lord. Somebody touched you. See, what the Lord says, but somebody touched me for a specific touch. God knew through Jesus Christ, but he wanted the woman to say, she humbly, hallelujah, submitted, committed, and said, I am the one. I am the one. Go, woman, and you'll sin no more. See, God always had a way. Here's Jew, here's one woman who wasn't Jew. See, God stepped outside the boundaries to include Abraham through the teaching. Because the woman, she was not Jewish, she said, but Lord, the faith that I have, he said this word. He said, she pleaded for a small amount of crumbs with his magnificent blessings. Every person receives a healing from the sick. And I want to tell you, there may not be many on the line, but I want to tell you something tonight. I want to be before God. When God produces the grace where we stand, we need to rejoice. Being justified, we have much reason for rejoicing. Peace with God gives us a right for stand, high privileges, attitude, for God and in Jesus' name. When we take notice of it, we are confidently look toward the becoming of all he wants us to be. And the more God wants us to be, the more God would have us to be, the more God can make us to be. And I will say this to you tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I humbly come before you with thanksgiving in my heart. While somebody tonight is on the radio station, somebody's not on the radio station, somebody's behind a place called there. But I call on you this night, Father, for the anointing to fall over my life. I want the full fire of the Holy Ghost in my life. I want to be a man of standard in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to be a man of good character. I want to be a man of good honesty. I want to be a man of humble self before the living God. A man who has nothing to hide. No doubts, no ifs, no ands, no buts. Believing on the word of God. And because what you've done for me, by bringing up everything to me, Father, when I rise up early in the morning, I praise you. I want to thank you for the prayers that I've been giving for you. But I lift up mine eyes unto the hill for what comes to here. My help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and earth. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah. And I know you're keeping Israel. You neither slumber, you don't not slack, nor sleep. You got your eyes on your promise. And I want to thank you, Father. And Father, I just come to say to you this evening, thank you for the healing of my body. Thank you for the healing of my body, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, that my body is 100% healed. And the disease is trying to destroy. I'm healed. I'm healed. I believe it. I know it. I seek it. I speak it. I know I'm healed. Not because of what I think, but because of what I know, according to the word of God. And then, Father, tonight's the night that I just give you the praise. I give you the praise like never before because of you, Father. When you woke me up early this morning again, and Father, I want to thank you for, we call on the president, we call on both houses of Congress, we call on the mayor, I mean the governors, the mayors of each city of the states, they come to a fullness. They come to a fullness and say, we repent in Jesus' name. Let them, let it just come before you bold and say it. Let them say it, Father, individually and collectively. Let them say it so that the word can get out to the enemy. You lost this battle already. And then, Father, my prayers for the president, both houses of Congress, governors, and mayors of every city and their state, submit and commit to the word of God. And, Father, I know that I know your word is true and sure. I know your word, Father. I know your word. Your word is validity. Your word is now. Your word can cause things to happen now. Somebody right now, I don't even know, needs a healing in their body. Somebody needs forgiveness in their heart, in their thinking, in their attitude. Would you, Father, do it in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus Christ? And then, Father, I want to thank you this night because you've given me the authority to send time and space. Speak it out and call it out in the name of Yeshua. That Holy Ghost fire is what I want more of. And I want to thank you for my wife. I want to thank you for my son. I want to thank you for my daughter. I want to thank you for my grandson. I want to thank you for my son-in-law, my daughter-in-law. I want to pray the premier, the chosen blessings upon them, that they will come in one accord. One accord, we believe. We trust. We believe. We trust. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you for this night, what you've done for me, and how you've kept me so far. You've kept me, to be honest, before you, Father. You brought me to a point called now. I thank you, Father. Father, your word is more powerful than anything else in this world. I don't have any excuses. I love all those who were weary with me but couldn't make it. I forgive them and still love them because I want to move forward. I'm not looking back. I'm looking forward. And, Father, whatever you have me to do, I'm willing to do it. I only ask one thing. Don't make me poor. Don't make me hungry. And don't make me just far away. Because of you, I need. Hallelujah. I need you, Holy Father. I don't know if anybody in the room with me but you. I believe it. I believe it. You're in my house. You're in my heart. I love you for everything you've done for me. But without you, Father, Father can't do nothing. Can't do nothing. But you can. I can't. And I'm asking tonight. I'm asking tonight. I'm asking that. Maybe I'm not saying things too deep for what people want. Maybe I don't put enough, need a bump hump with it. But I want to be real. I want to be real. I want to be real, Father, in the Word. I want the words real in me. I thank you. Thank you for everything you've done though, for me thus far. You're getting me up. And I praise you. And I love you. And I adore you. I magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. For it's you who woke me up early. Thank you for my son. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for my daughter. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my health. Thank you, Father. For I know that all things are working together. I want to say thank you. Tonight's the night that I just say praise you. Praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.